Review and development of our access and inclusion plan. Responsibility for review and development process. The city's community development team has the responsibility to oversee the development, review and evaluation of the access and inclusion plan with the support of the Access and Inclusion Advisory Group and the city's management and executive leadership team. Review and development process. The city's Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026 continues to provide outcomes for people with disability that reflect the Department of Community's guidelines and the requirements of the Disability Services Act 1993. During 2019 to 2021, the city undertook a review of the Access and Inclusion Plan 2015 to 2020 and engaged with key city employees, community members and local agencies to draft an Access and Inclusion Plan that will guide further improvements in access and inclusion. The review and development process included surveys for city officers and community conducted by the Community Development Team in 2019 to 2020. Co-design with the city's internal project group, external reference group and Access and Inclusion Advisory Group to plan and conduct further community engagement in 2020 and develop strategies for the new Access and Inclusion Plan. Consultation with the community, in particular people with disability, their families, networks and disability service providers. Consultation with city officers to develop the Access and Inclusion Plan strategies and Access and Inclusion Plan implementation plan using information provided by community. Community engagement process. The city of Mandurah appointed a consultant with experience in the disability sector to assist with community engagement for the Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026. The city was committed to a high level of community engagement for the development of the Access and Inclusion Plan and to support this. A co-design approach was used with the city's internal project team, external working group and the consultant working in close collaboration. The outcomes of this collaboration included Access and Inclusion Plan Community Engagement Plan, outlining methods of engagement, priority groups for targeting, access considerations and timeline. Access and Inclusion Plan Community Survey, online and in alternative formats. Access and Inclusion Plan Staff Survey, online and in alternative formats. Community Engagement Summary Report. Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026. This document. The community engagement period extended from the 4th of August 2020 to the 16th of September 2020 and was advertised on the city's website and social media channels. Mandurah Matters. 2. Service providers. And directly to people with disability. The methods for community engagement included a survey for community and city officers, focus groups, face to face and online forums and phone interviews. The focus of the community engagement sessions was on collecting information about barriers to access and inclusion and suggestions for improvement. Focus groups forums were facilitated by the consultant and or the city's community development officer, Access and Inclusion, and hosted by face-to-face. Midway Client Reference Group. Chorus. Aged Care and Disability Services. Fishability. Hallshead College. Education Support Center. John Tonkin College. Education Support Center. Mustangs Integrated Football Team. Billy Dow Youth Center. City of Mandurah, Open Public Session. Online. Midway Family Reference Group. Department of Local Government, Sports and Cultural Industries, City of Mandurah, Open Public Session. A series of workshops were also offered to city officers throughout the development of the new plan. Approximately 500 people contributed to the development of the Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026. Findings from the community engagement. Most people were satisfied that the city of Mandurah was welcoming and inclusive of people with disability and appreciated the progress made in improving access, including changing places facilities, better access to parks, reserves and beaches, and more inclusive opportunities in events and consultations. Information collected from the community has provided the city with key considerations to increase access and inclusion of people with disability in future projects, including targeted promotion and communication about accessible and inclusive features of facilities, services and events, increased awareness by city officers and external contractors about the positive impact made on the lives of people with disability when access and inclusion is considered in planning and delivering city projects. Availability and promotion of inclusive programs in the city, including inclusive sports, school holiday programs and general social activities. Further improvements to buildings, facilities, outdoor environments and public spaces. Easier access to information, especially for those people who don't use digital platforms. Different ways to engage with people with disability in providing feedback on city projects. More employment and volunteer opportunities within the city for people with disability. The strategies in the Access and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2026 reflect these findings, and many of the specific suggestions have been included in the Access and Inclusion Plan Implementation Plan.